The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
With Gene and with Chris in the Paracast, we've been covering UFO photos, videos, and triangulation setups so that we could really get a full picture of a UFO and get something that's really meaningful rather than just something in the sky about the possibility of planets out there that might be inhabited and thus potentially might be visiting us, which goes back to the core of UFO mystery. Are we being visited by E.T.? Chris, you have lots more questions to ask.
I do indeed. Let's get back to some of the more famous photographs. Well, here's a question, actually. Let's take it from the other side. Randall, who calls himself Ufology, is one of our very dedicated posters at forum.theparacast.com, where, again, you can post questions for our guests, and we'll ask them. He wants to know what your top five most infamous photo fakes are. And I'm not exactly sure what sort of criteria you've used to come up with an answer.
Yeah, okay. This is not a shameless plug for Doug, but one of my favorite fake UFO is at the Sky Harbor from Close Encounters of the Third Kind, primarily because the model makers that made that model put a lot of funny little things on it that you can actually see in the close-ups of the movie as the ship is going by, a little mailbox, a little R2-D2, really funny stuff, you know. So, and I know that's not the nature of his question, so I will get to it, but I had to mention that because that, to me, I notice everything, you know, and I couldn't believe that was on there. And so that's my number one favorite of artificial fake movie UFOs, okay? But in the real world, so to speak, the real world of the unreal hoaxer, one of the things that I thought was really interesting because of its fakery was the famous Tahoe drone. I don't know if you remember the Tahoe drone. It was taken by this guy who saw this weird thing flying over telephone wires and trees out in Lake Tahoe. You remember that? A whole number of pictures came up.
Linda Howe loves that case, boy.
Maybe so.
He's been touting it for years.
Well, the fact is, when I was asked by someone, this was actually before I was MUFON's chief photo and video analyst, actually. I was doing this all on my own, you know, as, again, part of MUFON. But I was asked to explore this, and I looked at it, and having, at that point, this was 2008, I think, I had been doing CG for about five or six years by that point. And I immediately recognized what I called rendering errors in the imagery. And again, I don't look at the object per se. I look at the scene. I look at everything else. And one of the things I noticed was for the exposure, the way the sun was in the sky, for instance, you had this thing up in the sky and the sun was just off to the side. You actually saw, in fact, the brightness of the sun invading the right hand of the frame in the one classic image of this thing. The camera, for some reason, still showed the blue sky and all the detail on the shaded side of this object. Well, cameras don't work that way. So that started everything. I started going through this with a fine-tooth comb. And when I looked deep in the shadows, I wrote back to this guy, Steve, that I had actually done this analysis for. And I said, Steve, the devil is in the dark. You got to look at the shadows. When you look in the shadows, you see these really fine little donut ring shapes. And I said, that's a sampling error caused by a renderer using something, one of the many techniques, but one called radiosity. Now we call it global illumination. It's part of the global illumination, which is the way you make something in a fake image look real. It takes into account bouncing photons and tries to make the image look more real. You get subtle reflected light on the bottom of something that's in shadow, for instance, and then it makes it look more real. But if you choose to do that without saying that you want to look at a lot of light rays instead of just a few, if you say you're going to just use a few, then you get little artifacts, these little donuts, and they're overlapping donuts. They show that the renderer was that's used in the software, the thing that makes this image, actually was making mistakes. and you could pick up on those. And when I saw those, I realized, okay, it's as I thought, it's a fake. It was missing other telltale signs of reality. It was missing proper lit edges that you would expect from the sun. All the things that you would get from a camera, you didn't get in this object. The object was out of place. It was a composited object thrown into a regular photograph. And so when I made that announcement to this guy, he brought it to the MUFON heads, and then they said, well, get him out here to the conference. Let's have him do a talk on this. So I did a talk on that, and shortly thereafter, they said, do you want to be the chief photo video analyst? And I said, oh, sure. I mean, I've been doing this for years with MUFON anyway, kind of on my own. And then finally, they said, let's do it. So that's how that started. So that one was one of my favorites because that's the second favorite because of the fact that that was a very, it was a regimented manner in which I went through it. It was a full methodology I used to go and decipher that piece by piece by piece. I recreated it. And then in my talk, I actually built that UFO live in front of everybody and then made that image for them right in front of them as the talk. Again, recreating. That's very, very important. So next, I think there was a pair of UFOs that were zipping across above palm trees, and they were zipping through the scene, and they go right over your head, and you hear this, you know, noise, wow, as they go by, and then they disappear into the sky. It looked beautiful. Do you remember that one?
The Haitian.
That's the Haitian one, yeah. Now, I looked at that, and I started laughing immediately because I recognized the palm trees. I had those palm trees. It was part of the Vue, V-U-E, package for doing rendering and animation. And I was like, look, they're all the same palm trees. This one's rotated. That one's a little bit rotated. But look, here are total duplicates side by side, the leaves right, hanging exactly the same way. So when I figured that out, I realized that somebody used Vue, and I was very impressed with how they used Vue. And I was also just a little bit worried because I was like, wow, a lot of people are going to think this is real. And I don't believe it is. Okay. So the next one after that, going more recently, there was a famous image in the sky that really happened just like you saw it. It was called the Norway Spiral. Do you remember that one?
Oh, yeah.
The Norway Spiral was a stunning white pinwheel in the sky. It had a brilliant bluish green light behind it. And I looked at that and I was sent this minutes after it happened, okay? It was really, really early in the morning here. I just happened to be up, and I get this call. I have to send you this video. You got to see it now. Will you look at it? Yeah, sure. So I look at the video, and I'm watching this gigantic, beautiful pinwheel. And my first thought was, I know that's not fake. I know that's really there. And I happen to know exactly what that is. I've seen it before. I called back, I wrote back an email to these people, and I said, okay, brace yourselves. This is a failed rocket launch in progress. I go, you're watching the leaking of fuel, and that round spiral is caused by the spinning rocket body being thrown out of balanced forces. It's actually spinning because of the rocket is leaking fuel. I said that bluish green is the dead giveaway. That occurs 90 miles up in the atmosphere. It's called an aurora, and it's being caused by the rocket punching through the stratosphere. And they went silent, and the next day I'm being maligned left and right about people, and they said, well, remember that black thing at the end? That's the Stargate opening up. And my response was, no, that's what happens in space when something is destroyed. You don't get fireballs in space. It's just an expanding debris cloud under force. And that is what you see there. You're watching the rocket body being destroyed by whoever launched it. And they ripped me apart, called me all kinds of names. I just smiled. 2 days later, the Russians owned up to exactly that. It was a gimbal failure on their rocket. They had an oxygen tank that leaked. Bam, they had to self-destruct. And, you know, I just heard crickets. Nobody got back to me. I don't get it. You know, so that was a favorite because it was just gorgeous. It was a beautiful, beautiful effect. The other one that was interesting to me because of the way the investigation took place, and this is the last one, was the Jerusalem UFO, where the UFO, remember that one?
Okay, let's talk about the Jerusalem UFO in our next segment with Mark D'Antonio. He's the chief photo analyst guy person. for MUFON. You like that title? I understand he's putting that on his business card.
I'm going to change it right now. I'm writing it down.
Okay, if you do.
Business card.
Yeah, a new business card. We can get him a cheap rate on business cards. Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
Neighbors, are you tired of dealing with a slow web hosting provider? Well, check out A2 Hosting and their screaming fast WIF server platform. They even have SSDs that load pages 300% faster than the competition. Ready to give your site a speed boost? Well, tell you what, neighbors, head on over to a2hosting.com. That's A2, that's number 2, a2hosting.com. Check out their Prime Hosting account. And get this, neighbors, they're even giving you an exclusive 25% off discount for all our listeners. 25%. And remember, their Guru Crew support team is standing by 24/7, 365 days a year to answer any of your questions. Now, to get the discount, use the coupon code GENE when you check out.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Is your money manager giving you safety and security? Wouldn't you like to make your money work harder for you? Then you should consider joining BillsGang.com, where thousands of individual investors have successfully profited.
This year I'm up 60% on my portfolio. Following your system has been fantastic. I've been with you for about a month and a half now, and I'm already up 7%.
I've been in the business for a long time, and you're really one of the best I've ever heard.
Well, I just want to let you know how great, what a great teacher you are.
For over a decade, BillsGang.com's Phil Grandy and Donald Cogswell have been teaching, coaching, and investing right along with all Phil's Gang members.
I want to thank Donnie for market wrap. So I bought 2,500 shares of AUI and sold it this morning at $820 profit.
Why not join thousands of satisfied Phil's Gang customers today? Go to Phil'sGang.com, Phil'sGang.com, or call 877-600-4264. That's 877-600-4264. Call today.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Okay, the chief photo analyst guy person from Earth. The king of the universe of analysts.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's going to be a very big business card.
It's going to be a billboard before it's done, you know.
Well, that way you pay more for it and I get a commission.
There you go.
You see, I could make a deal with a printer.
You're a wise marketing man.
Yeah, I wish.
So, in the last segment, I mentioned a bunch of those UFOs that I thought were interesting as favorites of mine. This next one is the Jerusalem UFO. If you recall, there was a UFO sighting that started to make some headlines because an apparent group, quote-unquote, of people saw this light come down, park itself over the Dome of the Rock in Old Jerusalem, and then it flashed and took off into the sky. It was looked gorgeous. Now, it was filmed by two or so or three different people and then submitted separately as three separate filmings of the same object. Of course, I got the call to do the analysis because, you know, we do this for worldwide, not just the United States. And when I looked at the UFO footage, I noticed something disturbing. First of all, I look at everything to try. Like I said, I have to look at it. I have to be hard on the data or I'm doing everyone a disservice. All right. I can't say that's real when if I don't think it is. And looking at this, what disturbed me was the first video shows a particular behavior of this little UFO. The second video shows a different behavior that was supposedly occurring at the same time. And that made me think that this was at least two different events. And when I confirmed that it was really supposed to be the same event, and they were absolutely adamant that this was the same event, that's when I realized, okay, these guys are probably pulling the wool over our eyes. I'm cautious. I'm suspicious. Now I have to prove it. So I set about looking at a variety of different factors, and one of those took me completely outside of photo and video analysis. I went to social media. It was taken by young people at, you know, early in the morning, 1 in the morning, or whatever it was, in Old Jerusalem, up on the mountain, on the hill. Social media should have been buzzing about this. There should have been hundreds and hundreds of people. You could hear people in the background. You know, where were they? Where were their Facebook posts? Where were their tweets? None of it ever showed up. So that's suspicious to me. So you got to take the whole picture into consideration. Where were the reports to the authorities? Israeli authorities didn't have any reports, in fact. Where were the reports of other young people down in the city who saw this bright flash of light and saw this thing go up in the sky? None. No one. Not a single one. So that's when I realized, okay, when you have a full city, basically, that never sleeps, of young people out and about, having fun, and two of them take a picture, or a video rather, of the scene, and they're the only two that report it, that is suspicious. That is very suspicious. And in this day and age of social media, even more suspicious. So I said I believe this to be a hoax because one important thing, and that is that the UFO in video one does not act the same as UFO in video two. And number two, because literally there's no other reports of it. This is supposed to be something over one of the most important locations on Earth. And two people reported it. So, as you know, from that resulting investigation, an Israeli journalist got a hold of the story and started running with it and started to figure it out. And it turns out that those two students who took that photo, that video, each separate video, were part of the same class, a film class. And it looked like this was probably meant to be some type of a viral video test or some kind of thing they're trying to do in the viral media market.
Yeah. So plus the background appeared to be static as well.
I saw that analysis, too, about the background being static, and I did differ on that. I was able to determine, in my view, that it was actually a moving background because you could actually see changes occurring in the background, and I don't remember where, but there was something about lights being occluded, you know, by a tree or something that I could see. That was another something, but it doesn't matter. The bottom line was that they were found out to have been trying to generate a viral, you know, scheme of some kind, which, whatever, you know, people will do it.
Yep, pretty impressive for film students. Since we're on the subject of hoaxed footage, Burnt State, one of our top posters at forum.theparacast.com, like myself, has heard rumors over the years of Stanley Kubrick in exchange for, you know, some new camera lens from NASA was tasked with the job of faking the original Apollo moon landing footage.
Oh, yeah.
And this has been something that's been kicking around for years. Now, what does Douglas Trumbull think about that hoax theory?
I can tell you because I talk to him all the time. And I just dealt with a whole lunar landing conspiracy thing, you know, and people were saying, look, here's a UFO on the moon. No, I'm sorry. In fact, I just did the Aliens on the Moon documentary with that was Bob Kiviat's show, and they were showing me pictures that they thought might be artificial structures, and I was telling them from my scientific background that, well, let me explain how that can actually occur. All right, before you say it's an alien thing, there's another way that could happen. And I was trying to explain that. I even
well, you know, that's not going to make the show.
After that, that's true. But still, I say what I say. And then it wasn't, I didn't realize the show was going to be, you know, that far down that path. I was told that I would be a kind of a voice of reason. And that's okay, because that's usually what I try to do, is just temper that with, you know, the reality that we do understand. But I had created, and I actually take this around the country, it's a demonstrator that actually shows the lunar surface. It's a real lunar, not real lunar soil, but it's a simulated lunar soil that I've concocted that acts the same way, does the same, has the same kind of properties. And we can create meteor craters with them. We can create ridges and valleys and show, well, it's a glass-walled box, but light on it in certain ways at low angles, you can actually recreate the quote-unquote tricks of light and shadow. Because, again, I'm a recreation guy. I'm not just a spout-it-and-sit-down guy, you know. So I put my money where my mouth is, and I make sure that I demonstrate these things. And the concept of the moon landing, to me, was always interesting, because in every one of the arguments that they put forth, the one that says, look, the shadows are going different directions, which proves that there were giant spotlights on the stage. Look, the flag is waving, which proves that there was air. All of those concepts fall apart when you examine the science behind the setting.
What about the radiation and the Hasselblad, unprotected Hasselblad cameras? Well, why wasn't the film all fogged?
Well, that's a whole other issue, okay? The fog camera issue is one that, you know, when we look at, you know, X-rays, and if you recall, it was in the old days, we would pass our film cans through the airport, and they would get fogged, okay? Well, the NASA folks knew about fogging. They had done tests to see what would happen to the film cans. And so they tried to preclude that by putting the cameras in housings that would preclude that. Keep in mind that the same radiation that would fog film would kill astronauts. So how come the astronauts aren't dead? How come every astronaut that came back didn't die of cancer?
Or maybe they did, and these are substitutes. Like, Paul is dead. We have his doppelganger. We do not have doppelgangers on the show. We have Mark D'Antonio. I don't think he's a doppelganger. Not 100% sure. Chris, Gene, some people say I died 100 years ago, like the guy in Forever that keeps starring that new TV show, and he comes back naked in water. I don't do that. With Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also, print catalogs. Convert from so many formats I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the total transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case. Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-538-5252, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-538-5252. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-538-5252. That's 800-538-5252.
This is Kurt 70, author of UFO Mysteries, and you're listening to the Paracast.
So we're not talking about the TV show Forever, because nobody can pronounce the name of the star. It's, by the way, Ioan Gruffudd, although it's spelled in Welsh. That's why it sounds like something else. We have instead somebody whose name is more easy to pronounce, Mark D'Antonio. And with Gene and Chris.
I'm glad it's easy for you.
It's easy for me. I had to read it. You know, I didn't know because it looks like Gruffudd or something like that. There's no way to actually pronounce the guy's name.
Right.
But he's got a great British accent, so you don't care about what he says. I have no idea what we're talking about. It does turn out, though, if we're going to summarize this because we only have a couple of segments left, that there's a fair amount of efforts to fake a UFO. But one of the most common techniques is just to take any old light in the sky and say, see, that's the UFO, and post it on certain websites or YouTube channels to make profits for people.
Yeah, that's true. I dealt with someone that was taking photos and imagery of airplanes, and because there was no sound from the aircraft, they thought that this meant that this was a UFO. I then had to go through and explain, well, there's different thermoclines in the thermoclines in the air, and different temperatures cause sound to change direction. You see it all the time. You hear thunder, distant thunder, for this reason, or you don't hear thunder from a lightning bolt that seems like it's nearby for this reason. People see this every day, but they don't put it into the right context. When it comes in, it becomes an airplane, suddenly that's a UFO. Whereas, you know, that could have been an alien ray gun beam instead of lightning. You see what I mean? So, I don't really believe that, of course. I'm using it as an example. But I just did a case with, I do a lot of cases with the Huffington Post and Lee Spiegel, and I help them along with Ben Hansen, and Ben and I work together on these stories with Lee to try and talk about sightings and what's really going on. One of them that I did with Open Minds recently, too, has to do with, are lights shown in a night vision system flying overhead. They are not an aircraft configuration that is recognizable. That is to say, unless you know some of the very odd configurations that you can expect. This particular configuration I recognized. And this, when you look overhead, you saw these strange long linear lights up front. And then you saw more strange bright lights. And then you saw wingtip lights that looked like they would be the strobes in an aircraft. But it didn't look like any aircraft you'd ever seen. And then the kicker was, it's flying at night with a night vision scope trained on it, and you see the stars going in between all the lights, at least apparently. So now people are saying, look, it's a semi-transparent giant UFO. What the heck is this? I looked at it, and I said, I've seen this before, and I can show you what it is, I believe. And I produced some imagery that I had taken and that I have, showing that really what people were looking at was a aerial refueling mission going on at night. And the long linear array of lights, well, that has a special name. Okay, that's a pilot directional system that's actually used for the pilot in the back to line up with. It's basically the runway lights for the guy to know how far he is from the boom, where he is. Because you're not going to, and some of those are infrared sensitive. So, you know, if you have an infrared sensor, you'll actually see them very brightly. So there's some, you know, very interesting light configurations you see that people may not recognize that are just, you know, not so ordinary aircraft, but aircraft nonetheless.
You know, the more and more I hear this, the more and more I realize that actually getting a real photo of a UFO is so difficult. And it's just possible with your fancy cameras and your smartphones. Forget about the stuff that you buy, the expensive camcorders. I mean the stuff you have in the phone that you get for $199 or $99 with a two-year contract. And get maybe a $1.99 app, and you're ready to go, man.
It could be. It's true. And, you know, I can't expect everybody, you know, who looks at the strange lights in the sky to say, oh, look, it's aerial refueling, and those forward lights are the pilot director light arrays. I don't expect everybody to know that. But see, that's part of what I do, is to try and educate and show people. In October, from the 21st to the 24th, I'm actually out there from the 19th to the 25th in Arizona. I told you, I think, off the air. I'm going to be helping to teach a week-long class in a UFO-related information and actually show people how to do photo and video analysis. You know, what do we do when we actually find something? What do you do if you actually find trace evidence? How can you properly manage that scene? A lot of very interesting techniques are going to be taught all that week by very high-powered people and scientists. It's going to be a good week. This is something that education, that is something that's really critical. And my purpose is not to go on all kinds of television shows and become a Giorgio guy, okay? My purpose is to educate people so that they can go and be the Giorgio guys in their own rights. They can go do their thing. I want people to be empowered, and this is what this is about. Publicity and this other stuff, that happens anyway. That just happens as a fallout of what I'm doing as an effort to do this. So this is part of what we have to do, is to try and make people aware of those exotic things that are, as I've said, ordinary things captured in an extraordinary way.
Yeah, that's a good point. You know, education, there's no substitute for education. Unfortunately, most people in this day and age, especially young people, seem to get their education off the internet or television shows. And that's probably the worst place that you should go to get an education, especially in the realm of analyzing alleged UFO data, whatever that might be.
Yeah.
So, yeah, good luck on that project. I wish I was in MUFON. I'd come down there and put my ear in. I would really, though, Mark, strongly suggest that you visit Ray Stanford down in College Park. His wife, by the way, was in charge of refurbishment missions to the Hubble Space Telescope at Goddard. Mm-hmm. Ray is a very, very bright guy. He's showing replication of time, what appear to be time compression artifacts in photos and in film. He's come up with some brilliant, brilliant analytical work. And I think that out of all the people that you could go and talk to, you will learn more from that man than probably anybody else in the field. And I mean that. And I really would like you to follow up on this and get in contact with him, because I think he could learn a thing or two from you as well. And I think once you two get together and compare notes, I'd love to be a fly on the wall on that one.
Well, maybe you will be.
That's a possibility. I'll be out there in November.
Yeah.
So, you know, we have so many questions here. Basically, I think what most people want to know is do you think that there are any legitimate historical photographs or film footage of UFOs? I mean, could you give us an example of some that that are genuinely unknowns?
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, I have there's one that I was going to tell you before, which it slipped my mind. There was a Montana, I think it was, a sighting over Montana, and this one was actually captured, I believe, on 16mm film.
Right, that's a pretty famous footage of the objects going behind the radio tower.
Yeah, now, that one to me has remained unsolved. Now, could it be a daytime meteor? Perhaps. Could it be the F-86 Super Sabres that were rumored to be in the area? Perhaps. However, the daytime meteor issue is a tough one because a daytime meteor doesn't necessarily act this way. So when you look at a daytime meteor, you might actually see quite a bit more. You might see quite a bit more of a tail or something dragging behind it. Now, during a bright sunny day, it's possible you might only see the bright head. But usually, seeing two objects like that usually means that the thing is broken apart, and that also usually means that there's been enough of exposure to the atmosphere that you're now going to get a large contrail, a smoke contrail, kind of like the Russian meteor that you saw. There was none of that, and that 16mm camera certainly would have seen it. It wasn't too faint for the camera. And the F-86 Super Sabres were rumored to be many, many miles away in a different direction based on the information. So given the information at hand, I have nothing else I could say other than that one, to me, has remained unsolved.
Okay, one unsolved photo. Let's look at another case in our next segment with Mark D'Antonio and Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.
This is Jacques Vallée, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
On the Paracast, it's photos, movies, analysis, and we've asked Mark D'Antonio, our guest, to heads up the photo analysis for MUFON about the unexplained pictures. You got another one for us?
Well, there was one that wasn't actually a video or pictures, but one that occurred with someone that I never, ever expected to claim was a UFO or saw a UFO. And it's my sister. My sister is not a believer in UFOs. She never was. But she was awakened one night in Plainville, Connecticut, just a couple years ago. And it was around 2 in the morning, and she got out of bed and noticed it was strangely quiet, except for this humming noise coming from outside the house. She looked out the window, and she saw a triangular vehicle, a black triangular vehicle with red lights that were underneath at the corners. And it was going over the house very slowly, and then just slowly went across the yard and then across the treetops. She said it was huge. And it scared the living daylights out of her. Well, it was night, so obviously it scared the living nightlights out of her. Let's put it that way. And she ended up calling me and saying, I can't believe what I just saw. I refuse to believe what I just saw. And it spooked her. And this is someone who didn't believe at all. Now, when we have members of our family who believe like that, now, as an analyst, all I can say is, well, it's anecdotal. Maybe you were dreaming. Maybe you were this. Maybe you were that. And she just gets angry with me. No, you idiot. She can talk to me that way. You know, I wasn't sleeping. I was wide awake because, you know, I couldn't sleep. And the other thing that happened was all the power in town was out. And sure enough, the next day, a query to the town showed an inexplicable power loss throughout the town that night. No one knew what it was. And it's on record. So it's like, wow. Okay, what do we call that? You should know now. It's corroborative data. All right, it corroborates something that she saw, or, you know, at least it goes together with it. But this was at 2 in the morning. So, you know, she and maybe some other people saw it, but they're still out there. They have. There's people out there that haven't responded. So, to me, that's just an unsolved mystery. You know, one that I actually thought was interesting to begin with, but I quickly dismissed as a hoax, was the Stan Romanek alien in the window.
Oh, please.
You think?
Yeah. Well, you know, a lot of people believed it, but, you know, and when you respond, you don't, you know, your response works for you and I, but for the people that actually believe that, you have to give them more than that, right? You got to tell them why you don't think so. So I put together a whole response and discussed anatomical issues and, you know, how the height of the window to the floor, blah, 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 and all that. Well, then I watched the video of Stan, you know, and not to pick on him, I mean, but when it comes to ufology, okay, I'm not afraid to tell a hoaxer he's a hoaxer, and I'm unapologetic about that. And I saw Stan interviewing with an Australian guy, and I guess Stan was using Skype, but didn't realize that the Skype field of view for his camera included just barely included his hands. On his screen, he probably saw a cropped version, so he just thought it was maybe his shoulders and head. And they were talking about paranormal events, and this is the Paracast, so this is appropriate. And suddenly, you see this pen fly at Stan's face, and the host of the show says, "Whoa, what was that?" And Stan's like, "I don't know where that came from, except for the fact that you saw him throw it at himself." Okay? It's obvious, and he had no clue. And then a few minutes later, he flings a little USB flash drive at himself with his opposite hand. And it's like, you know what? This reminds me kind of like of the whole Meyer thing, you know? You might have had an experience in your earlier life, but then as the excitement wears off, you like the attention, you got to re-keep it, you got to keep that going. So you actually start manufacturing and fabricating, and then that calls into question any value that you may have offered with what could have been a real experience.
And that's the biggest problem you have here, Mark, which is that it may be that a number of the so-called contactees over the years had some kind of strange experience early on, but needed the attention. Now, an example of this might be someone like a George Adamski of the early contactees. We know his photos were absurd, and meeting the blonde Venusians in the desert was also absurd. He was actually meeting Michael Rennie, who was wearing his uniform from Day the Earth Stood Still. But he also wrote a book where he met Jesus Christ in the late 40s, a science fiction book. So it's possible he met somebody. He could have interpreted it any way he wants. And that's, I guess, one of the big things about UFOs that we go into here on the Paracast quite often, and we only have a few minutes left, so it's not something you want to jump into. And that is the possibility that what you see is not what's there. You're interpreting it in the way you think is right.
Right.
And photographing it may be very difficult because it may be generating stuff at areas where normal cameras don't capture the image. It becomes an almost impossible situation. So we see UFOs in terms of our culture through the centuries.
Yeah.
And who knows what UFOs will look like 100 years from now if we still have a mystery.
Well, here's something for you. Really, I'll do this as quick as I can, which I don't know how quick that can be.
It has to be 3 minutes. It'll be the fastest answer you ever did, sir.
I know, right? I'm sorry about that. Last year, I had a brain surgery some years ago to save my life because there was something in there they had to get out. I don't know. And it saved. It was fine. It wasn't a cancer. It was just some little mass. Well, anyway, they take this thing out, and as the injury in my brain matured, I started to hear people talking that weren't there, and I figured, oh, okay, it's a latent, you know, voice conversation I remember in my head, and my brain is playing it back to me. Then I started seeing people that weren't there, you know, semi-transparent people, and animals, you know, everything running across my floor, and so forth, and I just attributed this to the maturity of the injury in the brain, and I kept saying that, and I went to a neurologist, I got an MRI again, you know, and said, what's going on, is there anything wrong? No, the brain's fine. Okay, so then one day I'm working on a prop for our movie, then as I'm sitting there, I watch this dog-like, semi-transparent thing walk in, and this is really a bridge, trust me, and it curls up on the floor. And most people, you know, when you're tired, you look out in your peripheral vision, you see something, you go, oh, what was that, you know? But it was really just because you're tired, right? And your eyes are jumping around, and they form these false images. Well, this was, you know, not the case with any of these things I'm seeing. I'm watching them directly, wide awake, in the middle of the day. And this dog is lying there on the ground, and I can't really tell it's a dog, but it looks like a Pekingese-type dog, because just of the gait. But I can't really see its features. It's a semi-formless shape, kind of like the creatures in the abyss, you know, the water-type creatures, but nothing like that, no shine or anything. It's really strange to explain. Well, anyway, I decide, okay, I've had it, okay, I'm tired of my brain. You know, it's generating these false images. I got up, I walked over, and I did something crazy. I'm looking right down at this thing. And now I'm getting a little concerned because it's not going away. How can my brain recreate this perspective? And I step on it. And when I stepped on it, what happened next sent me to astrophysicists, not neurologists. When I stepped on it, you imagine the two poles of a magnet, similar poles, north poles. You try to push two powerful magnets together. They slip away from each other. Well, when I stepped on this thing, it pulled itself out from under me and ran out of the room, and it took my leg with it, and it knocked me right down to the floor. It just freaked me out. Then we make a discovery that parallel universes may very well exist based on a discovery published in Science about the Big Bang. So, you see, our observation may actually be catching up to what's in reality, and that is there may be more than one universe, and we might see them bleeding into our own.
Okay, the stuff of nightmares. Let's ask one last question of you. Mark D'Antonio, is there any place we can check online to find more of the stuff you do?
Oh, I thought you were going to say, do I ever shut up? My website is fxmodels.com. That shows the model work that we do. As far as UFOTOG and that, Doug and I are going to have our own separate website for that. That's going to be coming up as we make our progress. We're about 4 months from production of our first multispectral camera.
Okay, we'll put it up as soon as you let us know. We'll have it over at thepowercast.com. Meantime, Great. You can go to thepowercast.com, and if you sign up for our weekly newsletter over there, you get a free copy of Secrets of the Mysterious Valley ebook version from Chris O'Brien. Free book to sign up to the weekly official Paracast newsletter. You can also find us on Twitter, where we are known as The Paracast. There's also a Paracast fan club on Facebook. You go to Chris's site, OurStrangePlanet.com. That's OurStrangePlanet.com. Buy his books. If you buy his latest book, Stalking the Herd, directly from Chris, he gets all the money. He doesn't give it away to Jeff Bezos at Amazon, and he signs and numbers the book. Mark D'Antonio, thanks for joining us on the Paracast.
Thanks for having me.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg and Christopher O'Brien, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in the Paracast.
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganics.com, spelled Terriganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Life's getting better.